What were we talking about? Nothing good.
I don't know. I'm never sure.
Is it? I don't know. Never mind, I guess.
Okay.
What are you talking? No. Yeah, all right. Hello and welcome to episode 509 of the Two Hosers Photo Show. My name is Alan in Tübingen, Germany. With me, as always, is
Adam in Vancouver.
What's going on in Vancouver, Adam? Oct 1.
Yeah, I guess it's October. That's exciting. I don't know how it got to be October, but
I blinked and missed it.
Here we are. We're in October.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Normally it'd be the last week of the baseball season and then playoffs would be my favorite time. This is when I would get the MLB package to watch the playoffs.
Yeah, I know the Blue Jays were like, "Oh, hey, they made the playoffs." And then we've been busy the last couple of days, and my wife was like, "Oh, hey, just saw on Twitter the Blue Jays are out." And I'm like, "Oh, great. Last I heard they made it and now they're out." So,
well, there's like 16 teams or something, and I don't know. I'm not paying attention at all. I literally could not care any less about that.
Yeah, me either. Same thing. I didn't watch any of the Stanley Cup.
Stanley Cup though? It was in August or September in Edmonton, and they weren't playing. And
I haven't watched highlights. I usually like to watch the celebration afterwards. Didn't watch it. Haven't looked at any social media with regards to it. So I guess Tampa Bay won, and that's about all I know about that. And then
what was their attitude of they won? Were they like, "Yeah, all right"?
I would think that they're pretty excited about it. I mean. But yeah, I don't know about
all things being equal though.
Yeah. Yeah. There's an asterisk beside everything right now, isn't there?
I assume. Well, the Stanley Cup, I don't know, because they at least got most of the season in before this happened and then obviously picked up later. So it was weird, but it wasn't like, you know, MLB where it's like, yeah, we're going to play 1/10 of the season.
Yeah.
And then do a Texas scramble. We're going to do a best ball. We're going to do a best ball on this one.
Right. Yeah. I agree. And NBA, same thing, has had a pretty full season. So I feel like their championship is legitimate.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I'm in a bubble over here. Like there's certain events that I used to really like. Like I would go an entire year without watching golf and then watch the British Open because that's a lot of fun.
But right.
Even this year, I was like, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
There you go. Just nothing. All right. Amazon. If you need some stuff, get it on Amazon. Click through our site and help us out.
What have you bought lately?
I received my HDMI to USB adapter, so I can do HD webcam broadcasting. Maybe.
Okay.
The frame rate is decent, not phenomenal. With my computer is 9 years old. I'm looking at it now, just realizing.
Okay.
Now I did add some bells and whistles, which surprisingly make a lot of noise when you're trying to podcast. So, I swapped out the hard drive with an SSD when I first got this laptop, like a long time ago. I bought it used, and so that kind of sped things up quite a lot, but not enough to really to do a full-on studio HD live broadcast.
Right.
So I have budgeted in the very near future to get a new iMac. So we'll see when that happens. Perhaps that'll work out. But anyway, that unit came, works pretty well. And then I also got something nothing to do with that at all. Corn flour.
Okay.
Hard to find corn flour here.
And
but you didn't know that.
Needed it because
we make our own homemade tortillas.
Ah, there it is.
Our own homemade soft tacos. It's soft taco night every 2.5 weeks here at the Atridge House.
Okay.
And we decided, because you can't find nice, good corn tortillas in Germany. Why would you? And so we decided, you know what? We're just going to make our own. And hence, on Amazon, you get the corn flour and make your own. There you go.
Okay.
I'm just telling you, next time you're in town, we'll do, I mean, I know you'll want to do German food when you're here. It makes sense.
Yeah.
You want to go up for sausage, but after four or five nights of sausage, you'll be begging for some tacos.
Okay.
Okay. That and some homemade salsa. Homemade pico de gallo.
Nice.
I don't even know if that's how you say it.
I like it.
Yeah. I think I've only ever read it, so I'm just pronouncing it how it reads.
Okay.
All right. So evidently it's winter already, by the way.
Oh no.
Yeah, we had a little bit of weird weather. So like a week ago, 30 degrees. Like amazing weather, fantastic, still summer. And then like literally 2.5 days later, 8.
Oh, yeah, we went
in the middle of the day. In the middle of the day.
We've gone the other way.
Okay.
We went from like 11 or 12. Yeah. Oh, that's good. You're back. Yeah.
Yeah, we're back, but it went down to 8. You know, my son had his first soccer tournament, and all of a sudden it was like, yeah, it's 8. People were all wearing toques. Two days earlier, everyone's getting sunburns, and now they're all wearing toques.
Mm.
It was terrible. So I don't know what happened. Like you said, time has no meaning. We blinked, and it's winter. But now we're okay now.
Okay.
And we'll get it back. I'll show some a couple photos from soccer in a little bit, and the did you shoot anything interesting section. But I had I got a photo gig coming up.
Okay.
Something booked, like they booked me. It's one of those ones where they booked me back in like April and I forgot about it. I was like, oh yeah, that's this weekend. I got what do you call it? Not a communion. Confirmation.
Sure.
When the kids, I guess when you're 10, I don't know. I don't know how confirmation works.
Okay.
Look who I'm asking. Come on.
Yeah, I'm not the right person. Yeah.
Yeah. So anyways, they booked me, and so there's a confirmation, and so I got to go shoot in the church. And so the lady running it for like all the family, she asked me for a price like a few months ago, and I just, you know, because typically what they're used to, she said, here's what they used to do, like with the previous photographers. They'd pay them an hourly rate, and then they would then pay them per photo. Like, oh, I want a copy of this photo, and then they'd have to go through and pay, you know, X amount of dollars or euros for each photo, and how many prints do you want, and what size, and you know me, that sounds terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can't deal with any of that. And so I just told her, I gave her a price. I'm like, okay, here's the hourly price. I don't care how many families there are. Like, You guys organize yourselves. I want X amount of dollars, euros, per hour, and you can just have all the photos. So you guys just whack it up however you want. There's 6 kids. Normally there's like 12 kids, but they had to split it over 2 weekends because of Corona.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyways, they booked me for like an hour and a half, which was kind of funny. But and I just said, yeah, you guys just split it up, put some cash in an envelope or whatever you want to do. And I'll just take all the pictures and you can just have them. Full res, get the prints, do whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Boom. So that's what's happened. So she came over, the lady who's organizing it for all the families, she came over and the other night and kind of wanted to, you know, run down the time. Oh, hey, we're doing this and this. And I was like, yeah, you know, I know how this goes. Been to the church. And of course, what piece of info did she bring that will not surprise you?
I don't know.
Okay, what did the priest have to say about the photographer?
Oh, no flash.
Okay, yeah, but not really. Way, 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 way past that.
Way past that.
Yeah.
Stay out of the way.
Just stay out of the church. Like, just get out. Like, don't come. No, he basically told her, oh yeah, you can have a photographer, but he has to stay at the back, up in the balcony.
Okay.
And so she told me that. She's like, oh yeah, he wants you to stay up there in the balcony. And I just told her, no, I'm not doing that. And she, like, what? And I was like, well, first of all, I'm not being arrogant. Like, whoa, I need to be down there. It's like, the deal was, I'm not taking your money for that. I'm literally going to get zero. You don't need me for that. You could have anybody stand up there with an iPhone and just snap away for free. You don't waste your money paying me for that.
Right.
And she's, oh, okay. And I said, but if I was you, I would go back to the priest, the father, whatever he is, and tell him, no, we like the photographer. He'll be invisible, but we'd like him to come down to the front and take pictures. We've been waiting 10 years for this, like, you know, big day for us. We would like that. She said, well, I'll try. I'll talk to him and see what he says. And I reminded her, and this is kind of funny because I hadn't thought of this until on a grand level. Remember what I talked about with the dentist, how the dentist and the dentist, dental assistants like to talk down to you?
Mm-hmm.
We talked about that.
Yeah.
I find it's the same way with the priest all the time. With like, whoa, no, you can't come in here. You got to go over here and whatever. And I told her, is he paying for you to be there? You're paying him. Like, that church belongs to you. You bought that church, and he comes there and you pay him to do his thing. Right?
Right.
So I said, let's remember who the client is and who works for whom. Now, I'm not being so arrogant to say, you know, like you tell him how this all works. I understand it's a place of holy worship, et cetera, and there's a whole tradition involved. And so if they don't want me there, that's fine. I'm not going to force myself on it. However, you're paying him.
Right.
That's the thing. And this week, which I didn't watch it, but you can't avoid it. You can't avoid the news. The American, what was it? Were they going to argue with each other? Debates.
Yes, the debate.
The debate was on. Obviously, I didn't watch it because
I've heard about it. Yeah, but sure. I have not watched it. Yeah.
And this is what I don't understand. Everyone's been saying, oh my God, what a gong show it was, blah, blah, blah. Those people work for you. We pretend like, well, this is what we're stuck with, these two. You know, Trudeau works for you, Adam.
He does?
Not directly.
I'm gonna ask him if he'll get me a sandwich.
You're 1/35 millionth of his constituency. But if just remember who's paying whom. That's all I want to say. Like, it's tax time now, oddly, in end of September. Remember who's paying the bill. So there you go. Now, it's the same thing with me. Like, they're paying me to be there. So if she tells me, no, we want you up in the balcony, I'm either going to say, yep, you got her, big otter, or no, don't waste your money, and I'm not going to go. Like, I'm not just going to go and, you know, they want photos down there, and I'm going to show up with a pad and paper and just make sketches or something. I'm not going to do my own thing. I work for them.
Right.
So either work for them or don't work for them, but just know who's running the show.
Okay.
Got a message back today from her, by the way. Oh, yeah, he says it's okay. Oh, really? He said it's okay when all of you who are paying for it said you wanted him to be there.
Yeah.
Now, in all fairness to the priest, I'm sure it's not his first rodeo. So I'm sure there's been other photographers who've gone in there, and you know, some photographers are like anybody else. They're jerks and make it all about themselves and get in the way and you know, they're not invisible, and they have a flash and those people ruin it for everybody else, in my opinion.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I agree. I agree with you.
We'll do so faster.
Yeah, okay.
All right. I hope my dentist is there though. That's what I want. That's what I'm saying. I'll mention something to him. Hey,
who's paying your dentist in this scenario?
If my dentist's kid is getting the confirmation, yeah, it's a good question. Bit of a conflict there. I'll have to work that out.
Okay.
All right. Did you shoot anything interesting this week?
I did. I haven't had a chance to go through or put photos in the Dropbox for the show, but I did shoot some photos at baseball this week. So it's not that interesting, but I did. I mean, it was interesting in a sense that, you know, the kids played their first night game, and so that was kind of fun.
What park was that at, by the way?
It was at a school in Langley, at the secondary school in Langley.
Oh, okay.
The Walnut Grove Secondary School. So they actually have a really nice complex and a nice field for Pee-wee age. And yeah, it was neat because they have lights and, you know, they had the red turf. It had been raining, and so they did a good job cleaning up the field so that it was playable. And then, yeah, it was kind of fun because the game started at like 6 o'clock, and then you get that evening light as the sun's going down. You get that kind of perfect combination of light where there's still enough ambient light, but it's, you know, mixing with some of the lights from the stadium or from the field. And then, you know, and then it, as the game goes on, it becomes more and more just kind of the lights from the field, which, you know, turns out for baseball with, I was shooting with the 70 to 200 F4, pretty tough to get a fast enough shutter speed without having the ISO over like 10,000. So you get to that point where, you know, the lights are pretty high at the baseball diamond, which makes sense as to not obstruct, you know, the players in any way. But there isn't a ton of light from a photography standpoint if you're trying to get a shutter speed of, you know, 1/2000th of a second, which kind of, you know, we've talked about in the past, is almost like a minimum for stopping action for speed for baseball because of the speed of the bat, the speed of the ball, all of the rest of the variables. You don't have a ton of light to work with. So a 2.8 lens would be great in this scenario, which I don't own, unless I want to use the 85, but it's a little too far away from where I'm standing. So as it turns out, the photos are good, but yeah, this the shortcomings. I'm right up against the limitations of the gear that I have to shoot this scenario.
Yep. No, I've been there. And that's one of those times you might be better off shooting with the 85 and doing like a digital zoom, or, you know, like, is it okay? You know, tough situation for sure.
Yeah. And as it turns out, like the noise reduction and all of that, like, makes everything very salvageable, but it's obviously not the clean kind of pictures that you're going to see at the earlier part of the evening. So there is some degradation as it goes on, but I don't even mind. Sometimes I just, you know, kind of knock the ISO down a bit, go with a slightly slower shutter speed, and deal with a little bit of blur, which sometimes looks cool anyway. So this wasn't for any monetary sort of gain. So I don't care. It was just kind of a fun exercise. And so I, you know, spread the photos out to the people on the team, and everyone likes them, of course, because you certainly can't do better with your iPhone in this situation. So
for sure.
And then I took a few day game photos on an overcast day, but the ballpark is ugly. We're playing at our ballpark. And so you get a really cool stop motion, good colors in that, but you get an ugly background, which, you know, is kind of a big deterrent. So yeah, I prefer to shoot at a nicer field and at 6 o'clock, versus having, you know, ideal light in a crappy looking background.
So my son had his first soccer tournament, as I mentioned.
Okay.
Like the preseason thing. And so I went and snapped some photos. He moved up a division. Like, before, they played something called Bambini, which they have these little nets and there's no goalies, and they just run around with zero coaching, and they just kind of, there's a coach, but he doesn't do any of the coaching. They just run around like amoebas, right? Amoeba soccer. And it wasn't good. Like, it was terrible to watch.
Okay.
So they moved up. They moved up a year now. And so it's the first year they play like on a bigger field with the real nets and the goalies and everything like that. And so my son was just thrilled. He's just excited to go out and play. And I've snapped a few photos. They won 7-1. He scored 4 of the goals, so it was a pretty big day for him.
Okay.
But the highlight for me was his third goal. When he turned the hat trick, he absolutely rifled it off the crossbar and in, like just a laser. And all the kids, whenever they score a goal, they go nuts and celebrate. Like they see their heroes on TV, right? Here in Europe. Yeah. And so they all like to go and celebrate and, you know, race around like crazy people. Not my kid. My kid just went top shelf, rattled it off. The whole crowd kind of went, ooh, and just dropped his head and quietly ran back to his position. So I was pretty proud of the Steve Largent in him.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we don't need to celebrate. Getting four goals is kind of celebration enough.
Sure.
But I did snap a few photos, and so starting at soccer one, yeah, there he is. I blurred out the other kids' faces. I don't know who they are, so I thought we don't need to have them on there.
Okay.
Just so you know, they don't look weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, so there's one in action. And then the second one I picked because this is pretty much his expression the whole time he's playing. He just loves it. Like, he's just could not be a more enthusiastic kid. So this is kind of indicative. And then the last one is just him getting ready to score a goal. The end.
Nice.
Any questions about soccer photos?
No, I think it's pretty straightforward.
All right. And then this week, my kids, they had to do like a, there was like in Tübingen every year, it's a very big deal. It's a big 10K run called the Stadtlauf, the city run. And obviously it was canceled this year, unfortunately, which is too bad because the kids, my wife's dad he's running it every year for like 35 years in a row or something like that. So he's in his 70s now and he still runs the 10K, but it's like, it's a competitive thing. Like guys come in from Kenya to like for the, in the pro division.
Okay.
And run through the old cobblestone street and stuff. And it's pretty cool, but obviously it was canceled this year because of Corona. Mm-hmm. And, so they went out to the schools and they did like a 1 kilometer run for the schools. And so same kind of thing. I went out, just kind of zipped out, shot my pictures of my kids running by. And once again, proud dad, because my kids could not have been more enthusiastic about running. Just so excited to be part of it. And so there's a shot of my daughter running.
Nice.
That's okay. I'm looking at it. I'm wondering why I called this the "Did you shoot anything interesting" segment. It might be a misnomer.
Sure.
But anyway, just want to let people know I did get out and shoot, and I look forward to seeing some of your photos, by the way, next week.
Okay.
All right. Photo challenge this week is our monthly challenge, and that is window light. Where do you want to start, Adam?
At the first one in the drop first off. One.
Yeah, this isn't going to take long.
What happened?
We have six.
That's not good.
That is not good at all. And I picked window light specifically because anyone can do it. Yeah. Literally anybody can do it.
If they have a window.
Yeah, prisoners, our prisoner population, the listenership, it depends. Yeah. Some of them might have a window.
Yeah.
If not, then no. So I don't know. I'm going to ask you what's going on. Like I for one am internalizing. I'm not going to blame any of the listeners. There must be something. It must be us.
Yeah, our show's really bad.
Could be.
Yeah.
What is it?
Oh,
what?
Oh no! I think it's really good, but nobody's listening.
That doesn't really tend to happen. It's very rare that happens.
Okay.
It's normally if it's good, it will grow.
Okay. So, all right.
So what is it? Are people so intimidated by your acid tongue?
Maybe that's it.
I don't think so.
No, I don't think it's that either.
So I don't know what it is, but here's the deal. For October's monthly challenge, which we'll issue later in the show. First of all, you have 31, maybe September, only 30 days. Maybe you're missing that extra day. I don't know. 31 days in October to shoot. Okay?
Okay.
If on NOV 1, we go to record this and we don't have 12 submissions.
Okay. Yeah.
We're doing something else. We're talking about a different topic. I'm not going to review them.
Okay. That sounds awesome. Then do I not have to do it?
You still have to do it.
Oh.
And ours don't count towards that 12.
Right.
I picked 12 because that's 12 months in a year, monthly challenge. That seems reasonable. We should get at least 12 submissions.
Yeah, that's double what we got this month.
Now, I'm not threatening anybody. I don't want anyone to think that, again, this is me threatening like or being pouty about it. Like if we don't get 12 next month after this, I will definitely internalize.
Okay.
and figure out what needs to happen.
How about we don't have a monthly challenge?
That might be part of it.
Yeah.
We might have a monthly challenge is go listen to Joe Rogan's show because it's good.
Oh, I got a good idea.
What's that?
It's kind of a version of Sudoku, but you do it with photography.
Okay.
Yeah, we can call it like, I don't know. I'll just throw something out there. Exifoku.
Okay, that's a legit threat. If we don't get 12 submissions next time, back comes Exifoku.
All right. No, you know what? Now we're definitely not going to get the submissions because people want to bring it back.
Oh, it's people. Yeah, of course. It's like those 3/4 sleeve baseball t-shirts that you used to wear in the '80s. Like back then you didn't like them, but now you're looking back, they're pretty awesome.
That's right.
It's when you want to keep that elbow warm, but not be too sweaty. They're pretty handy.
All right.
Okay. All right. So it's window light. Let's start from this is actually in a random order because this is just however I capture them and send them to Adam. And I do want to mention again, if I'm missing anybody's, I scoured the internet looking for some. I just pull up some random people's shots that not even tagged. But I scoured Instagram because while I was doing that, I saw a couple of submissions from like 10 months ago for the photo challenge that really should have been considered. Like they did everything right. They were submitted within the right time frame, and I have never even seen them until today.
Okay.
So I somehow missed them or Instagram hid them from me. So I promise you there is something going on. I'll next time Zuckerberg comes by, he's coming by for Thanksgiving dinner in a couple of weeks. I will bring it up with him.
Okay.
Because I promise you I do my due diligence to make sure I get all the submissions. They're withholding something. So I blame them. Now I'm a little bit externalizing, a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. So first up in random order that I grabbed him is Scott Borowy. Two Hosers Monthly Challenge. I think he shot this moments ago. His is the lamp. Adam, be nice so that people come back.
Okay.
Forget it. Let her rip. Let her rip.
I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure what.
Well, first
what,
of all, I what to I, make he posted a second photo of the Exifoku data there. And I guess mostly to say he shot it with his iPhone.
Okay.
And it is a DNG. So I don't know with the iPhone Pro Max. I don't know what that really means. Does that mean he shot it with that camera and the Adobe Lightroom app to make it DNG? Or is there a built-in DNG? There can't be a built-in DNG in the iPhone. You have to go external for that, right? Like an app like Lightroom, etc.
I think so. I'm not 100% sure. I think unless the newer iPhones have this built in, I don't know.
I can't imagine they would keep that in the consumer model because it would just confuse people.
Sure. Okay. So let's say no, they don't do that.
Point being, this is shot with his iPhone.
Okay. So iPhone or not, I'm just not sure. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to be looking at. Like it's a lamp, it's on a desk, and then there's a shadow. Mm-hmm. I'm just not sure why.
There's shadow, there's a little slash of light, and then we have the bars, like the slats on the table. We have good lines. Is that a square knot? I'd like to see a bow line on that. Bowline is like the easiest knot to tie. And you know that back east, they don't even call it a bowline. It's a bowlin.
Here's the thing, Scott. I appreciate your contribution. You're a slightly less than 20% of our contributions this month.
Yeah. Just so under good. 17. Just under 17%.
So good. So good on you.
Yeah. I have no quarrel with this either. I do like the slashes of light. There's that. Right. All right. Next up, David 120 Williams shot this. So you would never know this is window light, would you?
No.
So I appreciate the reinterpreting or going a different direction with what window light means. Sure. Window light means something very specific to me. And this is not the direction I would have gone. So I do appreciate trying something different.
Mm-hmm. And this is a potential use as a product shot. When I see this, I'm like, oh, I guess you could just use window for product photography.
And now, well, there's a couple of those. I mean, one was either a lamp or a square knot. That was the product they were selling.
Sure.
And that works. And now this is a book, not a new book. This was made into a movie like 20 years ago, right?
Yeah. I read this in high school, so that's...
Oh, did you really?
Yeah.
Okay. And it was that guy from Goodfellas, right? The guy putting all the capers together?
I never saw the movie.
What?
No, are you talking about the movie?
Goodfellas. You saw Goodfellas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I mean, I never saw Tuesdays with Maury, the movie version.
No, me neither.
Okay.
I thought you didn't see Goodfellas.
No, I saw Goodfellas. I've seen it.
And the guy's name is Maury. The guy gets the ice.
Right. Sorry, that was the reference. I thought you were making a reference to the movie. Sorry. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. No, I didn't see it. Didn't read it. Didn't see it. I got to tell you, with nothing to do with David, I like the cover of this book.
Mm-hmm.
I like the use of non-capitalization in the Tuesdays and then in Maury. I like the font here and all that. That's well done. Well, it looks like he's read it a couple times based on this. The only thing I would say, he used like a white, whatever a core flute is. I don't know what that means. Okay, neither do you. Yeah. So there's a white core flute used in front to bounce light back onto the book, which you'd have to do in this case. It's so backlit. Although he has got it blown out pretty hard in the background, you can see in the front that it looks like the table is still exposed like right in front of the book, right? Mm-hmm. Where it's being shadowed from the backlight. The only thing I would suggest is I would probably want to see a little depth. So I'd probably angle the book a little bit. Sure. Versus shooting it straight on. That would be my only thing. But overall, this is not where I thought window light was going. So well done on that.
Yep. Agreed.
All right. Next up is Marx Berry, German short-haired Pointer Wurzel. Is that the name of a dog? Pointer Wurzel?
I guess so.
Wurzel, I think, means like root, like the roots of a tree. So I don't know if it's the dog's name is Wurzel or if that's the name of the breed.
I want to say it's because everything else was in English. German short hair pointer is the dog breed, and then the Wurzel is something else.
Okay, they named him Roots. Root.
Okay.
Claims the window seat perfect for window light portraits. Okay, once again, this is someone including all the window light, like the window itself, in the image. For a backlighting, yet you can still see a lot of the dog, which kind of is a pretty cool looking effect here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
And I like just the different colors and the dog stands out. The only sort of thing that throws me off a bit in this photo is the plant in behind. I could do without that.
Maybe that's the Wurzel.
Maybe. Could be.
Okay. I see where you're headed with this one. I'm seeing a few blown pixels at the top, though. I don't know about you.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. I don't care about blown up pixels. It looks really good in this case. He did hashtag the last two guys. Did everybody do it? Everyone? No, Scott missed it. The last two were hashtag not Frank Pang.
Nice.
Because that's...
And there is a hashtag German short-haired pointer. So, yeah, that's
the okay.
Grade. Yeah.
Okay. And that brings us to the next one. Mr. Frank Pang.
Yes.
Look at this.
It's good.
This is out of a Stanley Kubrick movie.
Yeah, it's definitely got a little bit of a eerie feel to it.
This could be if this was the poster for Godfather 3, I wouldn't blink at it. I'd wonder what the Canadian flags are doing, but without the Canadian flags on the tables, this you put Immobiliare on the bottom, and not a good movie. I'm not suggesting we should use this, but well done, Frank.
Yeah.
What is it that you like about this?
It's not something that I would have ordinarily shot. So it looks like he's I'm again the balcony from your church. He's kind of perched somewhere up high, and he's shooting down to a bunch of tables in a window lit room. So all the lighting in the room appears to be turned off, so that really all the light is coming from windows, camera right. And it's just really cool. There's kind of interesting lines. There's tablecloths that really pop. So I don't know if this is a setup for a wedding, or I haven't read through any of the comments to be sure, but it just is ordinary objects, which because of the lighting and the perspective become super interesting.
Maybe it's the Ocean's 13 poster. Like, it's something like that. Like, it is that perspective that and the fact that only one table is properly lit. You see a little bit kicking on the legs of the one above it, but generally it's partially in shadow. The only thing that I think would improve this to me is if there was somebody standing in sort of the upper third, like in front of that other table. Like in a suit or something like that, looking off the other direction. Like I generally like to include people. That's a kind of a me thing that would make the picture even better. But overall, love it. Love the colors. Love the pop. It all pops. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right. He didn't even hashtag it. Not Frank Pang. Although if you look, Mike says, "Dear Frank, nice interpretation. I will post a more classic window light image later this day." Well, he has not posted yet. So after we do the next two, I'm going to have a quick check online at the last second to see if he posted.
Okay.
That's how committed I am.
Good.
All right. Next up is Roger Dahlman. He was getting ready to go have a nice Virginia wine. They have Virginia wine?
Apparently.
I thought it was all French.
Mm-hmm.
You like wine, right?
No, it's fine. I'm not a connoisseur by any means.
What's your go-to? What is the, if you had to pick a wine, a region, what do you go, or whatever, not even a region, because that's too specific.
I'm definitely partial to the BC wine, so that's
yeah.
Again, it's the local stuff is good, and I think that, you know, we're saving a bundle on the import costs, so I tend to drink what comes from our neck of the woods.
True. I hear you on that. For us, obviously, the import, it's Italy is right here. France is right here. Those are my two favorites. I like the French wine the best, and then Italy and Spain's very good. And I do like the Okanagan wines. But now I'm learning that Virginia also has wine. I did not know that.
Okay.
So don't think I've ever posted a food shot, and it's always fun to try something new here. So this is a product shot with a window light. Thoughts on this one?
I like it. I like the background. I like the symmetry. I could just do without
what symmetry?
Well, between the glasses and the bottle and just how it fits together with the background. Like it's done in a very symmetrical setup. Mm-hmm. But I don't love the plate below with the too much going on there. So I would have preferred this shot to just be the wine glasses and the bottle with the background. I think that would have been a better photo. Again, just my opinion. But as soon as you mm-hmm. add in the crackers and sort of the disarray in the front distracts from the symmetry of the rest of the photo.
Yeah. Okay. I don't mind that. If it's there or if it's not, It's fine. It doesn't matter. Right? It might be better without just to really hammer home the amazing symmetry. I'm a symmetry guy. I'm weird about it. I won't go into all the great details about what makes me weird about symmetry, but I'm a fan, and this is really well done. Look, like not only are both glasses filled identically, they're also in line with the top of the label.
Mm-hmm.
The bottle is placed directly in the middle of the pattern, the background pattern, and the glasses they're basically mirroring each other. There's a lot of effort put into making this exactly symmetrical. So well done. Like, there's a lot of details here that I can very much appreciate, and doing this with the window light is just extra cool.
Yeah.
So well done on the symmetry, Roger. All right, next up, New York Heart All.
Yeah, this one's the best photo.
Really?
Yeah.
Better than Frank.
I'll give it a tie. It's a toss up. I do like the Frank one as well, but this one has got a creative element that it's also funny. I mean, it's yeah, well lit. Like there's a lot of cool that goes into this photo. So you got two people standing, you know, in a condo apartment building, like way up high. And so they're facing the window. So the photo's shot from behind and they're flashing the city. And so just the balance of the exposure between the people, mm-hmm, like they're flashing the city. They've got, you know, jackets kind of covering their nether regions. So it's not an X-rated photo, or R-rated photo, but it is very well done and very cool. And just something thinking outside of the box. So I like it.
I agree. It is very well done, very well balanced with the light as well. My only nitpick now, and correct me if I'm wrong, why is there snow in the picture? Is that snow down there I'm seeing?
Maybe. Yeah.
I don't know that this was taken in September.
Oh, this is probably not taken in this month. So a little bit of a red flag there.
Yeah, I don't want to discourage anybody from doing that. I mean, I do. But that's not true. I like the idea of the photo challenge is to get out there and make better photos, not go back in your archives. So this is a really cool photo. Just enough of this. The ceiling is involved. Like the big windows are awesome. This is a pretty cool apartment. Kind of can't really figure out where it is. Like how you have like a high rise looking over farmland that's in the snow. That's pretty cool. So overall, I like it. Gonna nitpick the snow. That's all.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Once again, thank you to all six of you. I just double checked and Mike did not post. So I don't know what happened. Hopefully everything's all right. He did not get to it this week. I can't believe I'm giving him credit for not posting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Awesome. All right. That comes to us. So let's have a look at your window light image.
Okay.
So this is I wouldn't say frequent, but she's been on the show before. She's been a subject.
This is a friend of ours, their child, one of their children. And we were over visiting at their house and I said, oh, I need a new subject for my photo challenge. So I use window light on both sides. So all of the light in this photo is window light. So I'm using window light as the key light right behind me. So they have a big window. This is kind of like early afternoon. So I want to say maybe 3 o'clock, something like that. And so I've basically 70 to 200 and I'm backed right up against the window to use that as my key light. And then there's a long hallway to their front door, which is again, I've got windows from the door, windows from their front room. And so that's creating, you know, the blown out mix of light in behind. That's my background. And I can blow mm-hmm. everything out because I'm using, actually, I'm not using the 70 to 200. I think I'm using the 85
DR
in this situation because I really wanted to just, again, it's a hallway. They've got a whole bunch of stuff going on and I want to blow out as much as I can. So I try to, you know, just in terms of my framing, I try to keep, you know, the stuff that was in the hallway kind of hidden behind the subject and just change my angle. But you can see a little bit on the left side, there was a sort of a hallway desk that, or dresser that has some stuff on it. So try to just, again, create as little of the distractions as I can without actually moving stuff around in their home. And then, yeah, just aim on the, or focus on the eyes and that's it. Pretty straightforward.
But I'm seeing on my monitor anyway, and I'm comparing it to other photos, the eye looks a little soft.
Oh, it's sharp in mine. So no, it was really sharp. So I'm not sure what that is.
Are
that
you
might be the rest. I'm looking at the full photo and so the full photo is very sharp on the eyelashes. So it might just be the resolution of the photo that I'm sending to you, but it's very sharp. So no issues on the eyes this week.
Okay. So what Adam is saying, if anyone wants to see that, just come over to his house and see the full res one.
Yeah.
Just pop by if this one's not doing it for you. So it could very well be how you export it. Okay, good. Then that's my major criticism was the not sharp eyes, which I'm extra sensitive to lately because of the issues I had with my Mark III a while ago.
Well, and as a result, I've been really checking my photos as well just to see if it's been an issue. So no, not been an issue for me.
Awesome. Yeah, this is what window light is. I mean, throw the 85 on and have fun with it. Really, I mean, it's like we say, it's really hard to do poorly with window light.
Yeah,
which is kind of that sounds like a terrible thing to say, actually. When I'm looking at it, I didn't mean it that way. Like, all right, even Adam can do it.
Yeah,
yeah. Like, no, they must be very, very happy with this photo.
I have yet to send it to them, so I still need to do that.
which is ostensibly, you know, for you, it's ostensibly a snapshot. But
right.
You know, again, there's a reason that window light is my favorite.
Okay.
Still not Frank Pang.
No.
All right, next up, I took a couple. I had something else in mind, actually. It's funny you should say that because, I obviously shoot a lot of photos of my kids, et cetera, and I didn't want to cop out. We had guests coming over on Monday. My buddy who used to be the coach of our team, the Canadian guy, moved to Munich, was coming over on Monday with his girlfriend. They were going to come over for dinner, probably stay the night, and then just got word a couple days beforehand. Oh, by the way, yeah, we were just at our team wrap-up party, our team banquet for the end of the year in Munich. And one of the guys just brought a buddy, which confused me. You've been to a team banquet before, right?
Yeah, I don't generally bring friends.
You don't bring it. Hey, buddy, you want to... I know you don't play or know any of these guys. Do you want to just come to the year-end banquet? But he did. Now, the wives were there, so, you know, whatever. But so anyway, this guy showed up and found out the next day that he tested positive for the COVID.
Oh, no.
So basically, he was like, oh, no, our whole team was there. So my buddy, he sat at a different table, but it was a couple hours, you know, a few hours or whatever it was. So he thought, oh no, he had to cancel. Long story short, which too late, he canceled on us. He said, look, you know, everyone at the guy's table, they're all getting tested because they were there for like, you know, a few hours sitting inside, like right next to the guy. And
right, no and, masks and or anything.
No masks, you know, at the table and on the way in. So, you know, they're fine. But and they were at, you know, that guy was at their house. That all the buddies, not my buddy, but the other guys, is at their house all day and, you know, hanging out inside and whatever they're doing, playing video games, whatever kids do. So they're all together the whole day and he thought, oh no. So he had to cancel. So I was going to shoot him or him and his girlfriend, like just to change it up a little bit. Just to put a pin on that rest of that story, to cap it off, everybody at that table got tested. They all came back negative.
Well, that's good.
Well, they spent the entire day with the guy in the apartment in close quarters and then inside at a restaurant at dinner, like right next to him, and nobody got it.
Or not yet. Like
No, this is a while ago. Like time has passed now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. The enough time has passed. They're pretty good about that in Germany and contact tracing and all that stuff. And just FYI, it's it didn't happen.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that is good. Also, it is good news on many fronts, which we'll probably discuss a different time. But point being, I ended up having to fall back and shoot a photo of my kids, of my daughter in this case, who hasn't really been in the photo challenge in a while. So I shot a couple. I posted a couple. But ultimately, I went with one that I thought was a little unconventional for what I would normally think of for a window light photo.
Well, that's the one. Yeah, go ahead.
Her sitting in the window.
Okay. Yeah, I like it.
So because
it's unconventional. I like it. It's sort of looks not what you'd expect from a window light photo because the window is fully included in the shot. Plus, you know, I like the symmetry. I like the fact that the frame on the window is white, and then the way the light falls off and behind her, the background drops out to completely black, but because she's right at the edge of the window, she's properly exposed. The pose is nice. Yeah, I like it. Just overall good photo.
Well, thanks. This is my office, which is at the front of the house, north facing. And so especially this time of year, there's no direct sunlight coming in. And so even though she's right at the edge of the window, it still qualifies as window light because it is that soft light hitting her. So it's no direct light coming in. And it does fall off. And so right now my office is bare. I'm in the tent once again to knock down the echo. But my office is pretty bare. That's just a bare dark blue wall, which falls off nicely. You can see it's blue at the bottom, but, you know, goes very dark at the top. And so I went outside and I used the 85 with the Mark III out front, got on a ladder because I'm not exactly on the ground floor. So I had to get up a little high to get a nice, you know, eye level shot. And on the front lawn with a ladder and shot in here. And that's how we ended up getting that one. And I posted a couple other more conventional ones from the exact same setup, but just in tighter, about more what you'd expect from the window light. I almost like the one with her in black and white with her hand on her face.
Okay.
Almost. It's the way she's holding her hand is just a little bit unconvincing to me.
Yeah.
I don't know what, you know, it's like she did all these poses herself. I didn't tell her to do anything, which kind of scares me a little bit now because she knows what she's doing, which be careful what you wish for, I guess. And then the other one of hers kind of doing a half smile and looking over, I kind of like, and really shows off her horseshoe earrings because she likes horses.
Nice. Yeah. So I like them all.
More conventional, nice catch lights in the eyes, but ultimately going for the unconventional one. All right. Reminder for next month. If there's not 12, we're not doing it.
Yes.
There's that. Yeah. That's how it's going to go. Take that however you like. But the challenge for October being Halloween, the challenge is surprise me. Literally, I literally don't care what it is. Make it good. But okay. The challenge is surprise me.
Okay.
Don't be bad.
Don't not surprise you.
Don't not surprise me. I think that would be surprise us. Really should be surprise us because Adam's part of this too.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for including me.
Yeah. Challenge for next week. I'm going to throw this into my own wheelhouse because I actually need to do one of these this week. So you can do it too. You can do one too. And you're probably not going to cry about it.
Okay.
Do a portrait of your kids.
Okay.
And that shall be mine as well.
And that means to have both of them in the shot.
That's what I'm going to do.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see. That's a tough putt for me, but we'll see.
Really? It's that hard?
Yeah, it'll be a pain. But anyways, I will do a portrait of at least one of them.
Okay. Well, shoot your son twice and Photoshop him in as if he's got a brother. Okay?
Okay.
Do something like that.
Okay.
All right. Once again, thanks to everybody for October, the monthly challenge. Make sure you hashtag that #2hosersmonthlychallenge, #HeyHosers. Even better, tag us @2hosers and do both of those things. That way, we'll be sure to see it next month. All right. Websites. Adam, where can people go to find your stuff?
AdamSchwartz.ca.
You can find mine at AlanAtrich.com. The two of us at 2hosers.com, where you can go to find all the links, photos, everything we just talked about. And that's it. Until next week, get out there and make better photos.